Welcome to another STP podcast. Today, Rich interviews Rachel Opsler, Director of Product Marketing at Keynote. Rich and Rachel discuss mobile application and device testing and the difficulties that organizations face when testing mobile applications. And now on with the show. Take it away, Rich.
Thanks, Rick, and welcome everyone to this STP podcast. Today's topic is the mobile marketplace and what's happening in development and testing of mobile apps. I'm Rich Hand, your host, and today it is my pleasure to welcome Rachel Opsler. She is the Senior Director of Product Management at Keynote. Rachel, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Rich. Great to be here.
It's great to have you. Thanks for taking the time. I know you're really busy, but why don't you tell our STP audience a little bit about yourself and Keynote's role in the mobile marketplace?
So as you mentioned, I'm in the product management group at Keynote. I've been in product management and specifically working for companies in the mobile space for over 10 years. And at Keynote, I'm responsible for all of the testing and monitoring products that we target towards testing and monitoring mobile websites and mobile applications.
There's a lot of complexity out there in the market for mobile software developers and testers with the complexity of platforms, devices. What are some of the challenges that you're seeing in the marketplace that you're trying to address at Keynote?
So for sure, there's a lot of challenges out there when you're developing a mobile website and a mobile application. And in fact, many companies are doing both. And so Keynote does provide monitoring and testing products to help them do that. One of the biggest challenges is probably the most obvious one. It's keeping up with all the devices out there in the market. Obviously, there's new devices launched all the time. In order to make sure that you're providing a high-quality product to your customers, you want to make sure that your products work on devices. And the ability to get devices that you can test on is difficult. Most organizations are not set up so that they have easy ways to purchase devices. A lot of companies ask around and see if anyone has devices that they can use to test on. And so, you know, a really important thing is being able to leverage a platform that has all the latest devices that you can easily test on.
To your point about this testing across multiple operating systems, testing different devices, discuss a little bit more about some of the benefits that Keynote brings to help organizations create a strategy around testing this very complex environment.
So Keynote has a number of different products and platforms that enable customers to very easily test and monitor their mobile applications. So one of them is the ability to test on real devices from wherever they are. So you may have testers located around the world. They may be working from home. You don't want to have boxes of devices at everyone's desk, and that's very difficult to manage. So Keynote has a platform called the Device Anywhere platform, and we have hundreds of devices that are located in our data centers that you can access from wherever you are. And you can actually interact with those devices, do everything that you could do as if they were in your hand, but we're managing them and you're actually working on your computer. So that's a really good way to be able to test on devices, test different OS versions, test different hardware configurations for your application without having to have the devices sitting at your desk.
So you're helping organizations with so that they don't have to invest in all of the, you're keeping up with the marketplace for your customer so that they can test on the latest devices. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, so they don't have to invest in it, and also they don't have to spend the time trying to manage it. You know, the biggest issue with a lot of these organizations is they have a lot of people trying to do testing. You can't have each person with 100 devices or 30 devices, whatever it is, sitting at their desk. Devices get lost. It's very difficult to make sure you have plans on all the devices, carrier plans. And so it really becomes a headache for them to have to keep up with devices in the market. You know, as you're probably aware, most organizations are not going the route of sourcing their own devices and giving it out to employees. So they don't have departments that source devices. A lot of organizations are going towards the bring your own device model. So as a result, just the headache of having to manage having devices and purchase devices is a big deal for them.
Absolutely. So how does the recent, let's talk a little bit about what's happening in the marketplace today. How does the recent release of the iOS 7 and Android 4.4, how's that affecting testing? And what are some of the things that developers need to watch out for and test for?
So, I mean, that's a great example, especially iOS 7, because it really changed a lot in the UI of iOS devices. And so it's almost hard to predict what are the impacts that it could have on your application. So you really have to test your application on new versions of OSs. You know, one of the great things about our platform is we have the capability to have a hardware-based platform, which means that we have a device out there. It could be an iPhone 5, it could be an iPhone 4, and you can actually upgrade the OS to iOS 7 without having to do anything else, no other support needed, and immediately test. So we were actually upgrading devices before iOS 7 was even generally available because there were beta versions of it available. And so we had customers asking us to upgrade, and then basically the day that iOS 7 became generally available, we upgraded a bunch of shared devices that we have as well. That enabled customers to immediately see how their app was going to work on iOS 7.
Wow.
On real devices that they may not have in-house.
That's a great, I'm sorry to interrupt you there. That is a great advantage, especially if you're in a very competitive marketplace and you are dealing directly with consumers. Are you finding certain vertical markets are more engaged with this type of testing process?
Yeah, you know, interestingly, some of the vertical markets are the ones that you would absolutely expect, like, you know, very big in the area of financial banking because, you know, mobile apps is, you know, when you talk about killer apps, I mean, pretty much everyone is doing banking on their phones at this point. Also, we see a lot in the insurance vertical, the healthcare vertical, also in retail. So obviously, you know, being able to purchase things on your mobile phone is huge. And so retail is a very big vertical for us. And then we also see there's another cross-section. There's a set of companies that when they do their testing, it's very important for them to have secure systems because some of the testing they're doing has data that they have to make sure doesn't get out anywhere. And that is relevant again to banking, to insurance, to to healthcare, those types of organizations that have applications that have data in them that you have to make sure stays secure. And so one of the other things that we can do with our platform is we have a lot of capabilities built in to deploy systems inside someone's firewall or to be able to interact with data inside a firewall in a very secure way. For those types of organizations where testing is a lot more around governance and less maybe around just, you know, making sure the UI and the functions work.
As we know, security has been in the news quite a bit, so being able to ensure your customer security is absolutely essential. So we have a very large audience of testers out there. What are some of the common areas that testers should monitor or test when they're considering the iOS, the Android, BlackBerry, Windows Phone apps?
I would say common areas for testing is very similar on a mobile app versus a desktop app. I mean, you obviously want to make sure that all the functions in your application or website are working appropriately, all the links are there, et cetera. But then the things that are different about mobile apps versus desktop apps are things like what happens when you lose connectivity? You know, how does your application relate to or interact with other apps that might be on the phone? Like maybe your application has a capability to, you know, generate an email. You know, does that interact appropriately with the other applications that it's interacting with on the phone or create a calendar event, for instance? Other things that you have to worry about with mobile that you don't with a desktop is, and we kind of talked about this a bit before, but all the different form factors out there. There are devices out there that still have physical keyboards. There are devices that have no physical keyboards. You know, when you're taking input from a physical keyboard versus a non-physical keyboard, does the application react to it appropriately? So there's the common things that you want to do, just like on a desktop application, but then there's the set of things that are specific to mobile that are relevant to any of those different OS platforms that you have to think about.
Now, you talked a little bit before about bring your own device and enterprise mobility, and that's definitely grown within organizations. How can IT teams leverage monitoring and testing to incorporate standards and best practices within their organizations, and why is it important?
What monitoring and testing can really help you do is make sure that the application that you present to the world, whether it's an internal application for your employees or it's an external application for your customers, is performing appropriately. And so it's really important to do this because, you know, if people go to an application, whether, again, it can be an internal user that's trying to access a corporate system, or it can be someone who's trying to buy something on your mobile website. If it doesn't work once, well, maybe they'll come back again. But if it doesn't work twice, you're really getting low on the odds that they're going to try again. And so, you know, there's a direct correlation to the bottom line of whether your mobile applications work right. You know, so it really affects how many new users you get and how many repeat return users you get. So it's critical to make sure that you know what the performance of your application is and that you test it to make sure it meets the standards that you need to meet.
Absolutely. I saw a study, and I think it was a Forrester study, that was talking about consumers and their adoption of mobile devices. And it was amazing that they are predicting that the mobile device will be the device that consumers interact with organizations in the future. So if you don't have a mobile strategy, you may get left behind. So what you're talking about here with what Keynote is allowing is folks to make sure that they can stay up with a trend like that. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's absolutely true. That, I mean, if you don't have a mobile app right now, you're losing customers. And if you don't have a good performing mobile app right now, you're losing customers.
The finickiness of the consumer must be taken into account when we're developing and testing apps. So Keynote recently unveiled the results of its annual mobile web performance study. What can you tell us about this year's results? What are some of the highlights, Rachel?
So one of the things that we asked about is average download speed and what are customers' expectations. And so we find that customer expectations are that sites should download within 4 seconds. However, average download speeds are actually 7 seconds. So what that means is that there's a lot of sites that aren't right now meeting customer expectations. Another one of the things that we looked at is availability. So the really two sides of how well something is performing is how fast it is, but then is it available? And so what we find when we look at the market is that average availability was about 98.5%, exactly 98.52% to be precise. And, you know, this isn't bad. I think you want to have a site that has at least 99% availability, and we found that about two-thirds of the sites that we surveyed did have 99% availability.
Now, would the STP audience have access to learn a little bit more about that study?
Yeah, it's actually on our website, and so I could read off the URL, but maybe it'd be easier if I sent it, and then it can be posted with the podcast.
Absolutely.
We
will definitely post it with the podcast. I wanted to make sure that was going to be available to our audience. So to kind of wrap up here, what are some of the new products, features, updates from Keynote that mobile teams should keep an eye on? What do you see as some of the trends in 2014 that you're working on to help testing and development teams out there?
So I think the biggest one, and one we haven't really talked about much yet, is automation. A lot of our customers are really looking now, because mobile's become so important, how do they keep up with the increased speed of having to deploy mobile applications and being able to test across the number of devices that they want to test across to provide quality. So automation is really key to doing that, being able to automate, you know, the repetitive tests that you're doing so that your QA teams don't have to spend time doing things over and over and can spend more time doing more high-value testing, like, you know, negative testing, trying to break something, or exploratory testing, you know, trying to act as a user would act to see how the app is performing. So we have a number of new features available that enable you to write a script that would run on a device that would actually run across any type of device, so both Android and iOS if it's web, and then, you know, for Android, one script would run against any Android device, and then you'd have a separate script that would run against any iOS device. And this is really important for trying to automate mobile testing and being much more efficient, because you just don't have time to both write scripts for every single device and then have to maintain them over time, because obviously applications change, and when they change, sometimes you have to adjust your script. So what we call it is object level scripting, and this object level scripting that we have available for Android and just newly available as a beta for iOS is really key in being able to effectively and efficiently automate your tests on mobile apps and websites.
Wow, that's awesome stuff. I really appreciate you sharing all that information, and it sounds like Keynote is really keeping testing and development organizations ahead of the curve when it comes to the mobile market. Rachel, I want to thank you for taking the time and sharing all this great information with the STP audience.
Thank you, Rich.
Thank you, and hope to work with you in the future. And that ends today's podcast, everyone. I want to thank Rachel Opstler. She is the Senior Director of Product Management at Keynote, for sharing all that great information. If you want to find out more about Keynote, you can go to www.keynote.com, and they have a great website there to expand on some of the things that Rachel talked about. So thanks, folks, for joining us on this STP podcast. We'll see you on the next one. Thanks, everyone.
Music by Kevin MacLeod.